Welcome to the Lead Every Day Show. Our mission is to see a world well-led. And our strategy to get there? To empower leaders like you to lead every day. So let's get to work.
What's the number one reason you have bad meetings? You might be surprised. Welcome to the Lead Every Day Show. I'm Randy Gravett.
And I'm Mark Miller.
And there's a chance that you are missing one key ingredient that will take your meetings to the next level, and it is what we call an agenda. It's not going to be a surprise to anybody.
You've heard flashy, of an agenda. It's not sexy. It's just true.
It's just true. Now, I had a conversation. I've done this several times with organizations we've been working with. I've had them around tables, ask them, if you could come up with 25 things that would make your meetings better, what would it be? And they'll come up with this crazy list. You know, we bring donuts.
Yeah. I always include that.
I love the donuts too. They're great. But the number one thing that really, when they narrow it down and we start talking about this idea of an agenda, it rises to the top. They realize if we don't have an agenda, we don't really know what we're trying to accomplish in the meeting. We don't know who's going to do what during the meeting. How much time are we going to spend on this? How much? Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, we just end up chasing rabbits everywhere. Mm-hmm. And how many times have we been in a meeting and it just feels like we go on and on and on and we don't really get to where we're trying to go? And so this idea of an agenda is a powerful thing. And I can't tell you how many meetings I've been in that nobody had an agenda. It was just, you know, you just end up kind of drifting.
Yeah, there's an 80% chance you're not going to be successful.
Yeah.
Maybe more. If you just walk into a room with a bunch of people and say, hey, let's have a meeting.
Yeah. I've heard you say before, no team drifts to greatness. No meeting drifts there either, does
that's
it? I mean,
correct.
It's like you got to have a focus.
That's correct.
And that agenda gives you the ability to do that.
So let's go back. We talked on yesterday's episode about the facilitator. I think this is the role for the facilitator. And you go back to what we said, it's to remove barriers and even to anticipate barriers. I think the facilitator is the one in most settings, they're the man or woman that will own the creation of the agenda prior to the meeting. And I remember one story where I was asked to pinch hit for a leader. He said, hey, can you come run this meeting for me? And I said, sure. I said, what's up? He said, well, I'm just not going to be there. And I said, okay, what do we need to accomplish? And he literally gave me a list with 25 bullet points on it. And I said, okay, how long is this meeting? He said, it's about 90 minutes. And I said, okay, there are 25 things on this list. He said, yes, sir. I said, probably not going to do all those. He said, yeah, I know. I said, well, are they in order of priority? And he said, well, no. So I was like, okay, well, let's start there. I mean, it's that simple. An agenda prepared in advance helps you make those very basic and fundamental choices about what are the current priorities of the team, or what is this meeting about? What is it? Why are we having it? What is it supposed to accomplish? And again, so many people miss that. They're talking about random stuff. It's almost a stream of consciousness, and it just never ends well.
Yeah,
it never ends well.
It's the old we say all the time. It's the difference in playing checkers and playing chess. It's just like if we're not careful, we'll just wing it. I mean, we'll just kind of make it up on the fly. And that your people and their time is too important for us to not have a way to focus. And that agenda does give focus. And I like something you said there is the facilitator owns it, yes. But I like having the agenda 3 or 4 days before the meeting.
Yes.
You know, it's not like we're getting an agenda, you know, 20 minutes before the meeting. Walk in the room, they're handing out a paper with you know, the schedule on it. That's not exactly what we're talking about. This is well thought through. This is what we're going to, how are we going to prioritize that list? We're going to take the top three of those. We're going to walk out of here and solve those and move on to the, you know, and we'll get through the 45. It may take 15 weeks if we do three a week. Maybe we can accomplish 10 things today, but we rank order those priorities and how much time we're going to spend on them. And the agenda also gives us a place if we're going to spend 20 minutes, let's say, on an issue and we don't finish that issue, we can actually table that and move it to a future meeting.
Oh, yeah.
If we need more time on it. So there's a lot of things an agenda gives us the ability to focus in just a powerful way. And I'm guessing there are people who are listening that are just kind of winging it when it comes to their meetings.
Sure.
They really don't have that level of focus. And that might be one of the things that's causing that meeting to be draining to the people around the table. You want to make it life-giving. The agenda really is probably step one.
Yeah, let me say two things about preparing an agenda in advance and distributing it in advance. One, the primary reason is that you may want to walk into a room and be totally spontaneous, and that's fine. That's your giftedness. But there are people, some of the smartest people I've ever known needed prep time. And it wasn't about their intellect or their IQ. It wasn't about their passion or their commitment. They process differently, and they wanted to have some thoughts prepared on any given topic, maybe even to do some homework, do some pre-reading. And if you want people to prepare, you got to give them time.
Well, and they'll bring better ideas. And they'll solve problems in a greater way. I mean, all that stuff.
Universally true. Again, some of you are your very best off the cuff, spontaneous. That's fantastic, but you need to honor the entire team. We even take it a step further on the teams I've led over the years, and we actually talk to the group about how much advanced time do you need. And some teams will say we need the agenda 24 hours in advance. Some will say 48. Some will say 72 hours in advance. Some of that is their processing, and some of it is just their schedule and how much stuff they've got going on. The other reason I like to prepare an agenda in advance, even if I'm the facilitator or the leader, depending, wear different hats. We might want to talk about that in a second, is I use it as an opportunity to coach, train, and prepare the next facilitator.
Yeah.
See, I like to rotate that position, that responsibility, but not meeting to meeting because there's a learning curve.
That's
so
right.
I like to rotate it about every 6 months, but I will designate who's going to be the facilitator next.
And build on that. It doesn't have to be the leader of the
team.
No,
I think often it's not the leader.
Yeah.
And I always facilitate in the beginning when I'm starting
exactly.
a team because part of it is I'm role modeling. And so I may say, hey, in 90 days, you're going to be our facilitator. So you and I will review the agendas and I'll tell you what I've done and why. And then when you're going to facilitate the meetings and you're going to take that baton, I'm going to review the agendas with you before they're distributed so I can coach you up. I'd rather coach somebody to be successful than to have an awful meeting and then coach them afterwards about how they failed.
Yeah.
And where they screwed up.
Yeah.
And so doing them in advance gives you those opportunities.
Yeah. You and I are part of a group. It's not actually a team, but we're a part of a group, and it's an experienced group. Now, it's been around a long time. But we've shared facilitation in that group for years. I mean, mm-hmm. we got all 10 guys in the group have the ability and have facilitated mm-hmm. from week to week. We've done that. It's not 6 months at a time.
Yeah.
We typically
but
switch
if you,
that
if
around.
You build that skill set, because you hope that the men and women around your table are going to be equipping other people.
Right.
And so easier for them to do that if they've been equipped.
And I always tell leaders, if I've got Mark on my team here and Mark can't facilitate, let's even start with 5 minutes of a meeting or 10 minutes of one agenda item on there, let him handle one. If he can't lead 10 minutes of the meeting, he'll never lead the whole meeting. And you don't want to lead every meeting in your organization for the rest of your life. You've got to have people that you're training and teaching how to do this.
And I would go, if you can't lead a meeting, you probably can't lead anything.
Yeah, exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, one other little piece here let's mention before we go today is the importance of, and I think it goes into this idea of focus and this agenda, but it's the importance of a timekeeper.
Yeah.
I think so many people don't really think about this idea that you can designate a timekeeper in the meeting. It doesn't have to be the facilitator either. Might be.
Right.
But there's a way to think about keeping time in a meeting.
Sure.
If we're not careful, again, I said we'll be chasing stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. We get off subject. The timekeeper really gives us an ability, again, to focus.
Sure. And it can be the facilitator, and it is often the facilitator. But I stumbled onto this idea years and years and years ago because I had some men and women who were really good facilitators, but for whatever reason, they couldn't tell time.
Exactly.
And so
we've all been in those meetings.
So we took their watch away and we said, okay, we're going to designate somebody. And the way I've done it historically, it's really pretty simple. If you've got 30 minutes allocated for something, let's just play through a quick scenario. At the halfway mark, no matter where you are in the conversation, the facilitator says, the timekeeper says, we're at the halfway point. And that's all they say. And everybody goes, okay, we're halfway through our allotted time. And people kind of do a self-check and they, so
I've got
forth
something
and so
I need
on.
To say, okay. we need to hear from someone.
Yeah. At the 5 minute mark, they say, we're at the 5 minute mark. Now, if they're not the facilitator, at that point, I would suggest the facilitator has a decision to make. And sometimes they'll do this publicly. Say, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got 5 minutes. Do we think we can bring this to a reasonable conclusion in the next 5 minutes? And sometimes they'll say yes, and they'll finish. Sometimes the group will say, no, we think we need 10 minutes. So the facilitator can make the decision on the fly. We're going to extend 5 minutes. We're going to pull something off the agenda or reduce it by 5 minutes and go. If the conclusion of the facilitator or the group is that we really can't get this to a reasonable conclusion in 5 minutes, then the facilitator says, we're going to use the last 5 minutes figuring out at what point in the future will we address this. Are we taking it outside of the room for an individual or a group to work on? Are we moving it to our next meeting? And so that last 5 minutes is bringing it to appropriate closure, mm-hmm. knowing that you're not finished. Yeah. All of that was enabled by a timekeeper that said, we have 5 minutes.
Yeah. And
it's really, it's so pedestrian. Nobody wants to do it. It's
but,
so simple.
But let me even go back to the facilitator. If I'm the facilitator, I need to have spent time preparing up front, knowing if something goes off the rails and we're going to need 5 minutes, if I'm going to make that decision on the fly, am I going to be able to find it over here on this last topic we have on the schedule? So all that stuff is just giving us an opportunity to prepare for that meeting and know when we go in there. It goes back to what you said about your volunteer meeting. You want them to think this is the best thing we got going, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, they're changing their vacations with your story when you told to be at that meeting. How amazing would it be if our meetings were so good, and we were so prepared and so focused, we really did start solving stuff and start and, you know, moving the ball down the field. That's why we're doing it. So you may have a place today that you need to think about your meetings. Do you have the right people? That's what we talked about yesterday. Today, do you have the facilitator? Do you have the agenda? Do you have the timekeeper? All that stuff that helps you focus. If you want to make your meetings better, a level of focus is what you need. And the agenda is going to be your best friend when it comes to that. So I hope you'll give that some thought and keep working on it. If you haven't giving us a like or a thumbs up, any of that stuff. If you want to subscribe, continue to push the podcast out to your friends and family. We appreciate that so much. Hope you'll continue to help us spread the word. Remember, the best leaders lead every day.